I guess as my follow-up, if you could maybe give us some insights into what you're presently seeing in the RF market, whether you think that that is a market that will recover or come out of its present down cycle.
So, you know, I think that that market is going to continue to be up and down. I don't think that we'll see a consistent basis on it at all. I think what we have seen in Q1 is a very positive environment where China Mobile, with their next-generation rollout, has actually accelerated things. You know, as we look at that market, we actually, over the long term, want to try to be sure that we can participate in other segments associated with it. But you know, I think the improvement that we've seen in Q1 and the better outlook associated with it is based on the strong leadership position that we have in RF power, and the opportunity to be able to leverage that into other applications. As we look at some of the emergence of post 4G rollouts, an opportunity for us to be able to participate in some of the architecture decisions there, we think that we're quite excited about some of the opportunities that can give us some growth over and above what you might expect on just a normal base station deployment.